You're listening to SBS News.
As the coronavirus death toll in China passes 80, the mayor of the city at the centre of the outbreak has admitted that information about the crisis in Wuhan should have been released faster. The city of 11 million people has been quarantined since last week, with trains and flights cancelled, public transport suspended, and most private vehicles banned from the roads. Zhou Xianwang has told China's central television information was slow to get out because of bureaucratic requirements. But he and the city's Communist Party secretary are willing to step down if it would help efforts to control the virus.
We hope people can understand that the information disclosure has not been timely because this is an infectious disease. When it comes to infectious diseases, we have the Infectious Disease Prevention and Treatment Law, which requires information to be disclosed in accordance with the law. As a local government, we need to get authorisation before disclosure. A lot of people didn't understand this.
So far, more than 2,700 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed worldwide. The World Health Organization has stopped short of declaring the outbreak a public health emergency of international concern, but has said it's an emergency for China. Professor Gabriel Leong is Dean of Medicine at the University of Hong Kong. He says up to 26,000 people could actually be infected with the virus, and quarantine and travel control measures implemented so far might not have made a difference to its spread.
As a precautionary principle, we have to be prepared that this particular epidemic may be about to become a global epidemic. This is not a certainty by any stretch of the imagination, but there is a not weak, or there is not insubstantial probability that this might happen. And therefore, we must prepare better for it.
The WHO's Dr. Maria van Kerkhove says it's vital health workers are protected while treating patients.
Your point of entry is not your border. Your point of entry is your emergency department. This is where people who will develop disease will go seek care. And it's really critical that hospitals make sure that the infection prevention and control measures that they have in place are adequate and that standard IPC is adhered to at all times, because it's very difficult to distinguish one respiratory pathogen against another.
In New South Wales, a 21-year-old university student has become the fifth person diagnosed with coronavirus in Australia after last week flying back from Wuhan. Three men, aged 35, 43 and 50, are also being treated at Sydney's Westmead Hospital. In Victoria, a man in his 50s is being treated at Monash Medical Centre, while four of his family members are under home isolation. Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says authorities are doing their best to contact people who have been in close proximity to those diagnosed with the virus, but more positive test results are expected.
As we've previously advised, every flight from China now is being met by border security officers who are going on the plane and distributing information to every passenger, trying to identify any unwell passengers.
Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is well prepared and authorities are closely monitoring the situation.
The measures that we've taken have been in conjunction with the international organisations, in conjunction with other countries, in conjunction with the state health and territory authorities, and have come from constant engagement between Professor Murphy as the Chief Medical Officer of Australia and the medical community, as well as the state and territory community.
Meanwhile, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the federal government is looking closely at how it could potentially help Australian citizens evacuate from Wuhan and the wider Hubei province. Some 385 people have so far called an emergency helpline for those who may have family members in the affected regions of China. Senator Payne says there are limitations to what the government can do to assist them.
We don't have a consular presence on the ground, so getting in to help, given the travel restrictions, continues to be a significant difficulty. And we also have to remind ourselves, I think, that the Chinese government has placed the travel restrictions in place in these areas to contain the coronavirus outbreak itself. So we are, and we need to continue to work cooperatively with them in the best interests of everyone.
France, Portugal and Spain have already announced plans to evacuate their citizens, while Britain is working to offer its nationals an option to leave the surrounding Hubei province. Amy Hall, SBS News.